Welcome to Take It From The Iron Woman. My name is Susanne Müller, your host and the Iron Woman. This podcast is about empowering yourself and others to make real changes in the world. You will hear from everyday, smart, sophisticated, hip people like you and me. Not everybody has to be an Iron Woman to impress the world. Together, we will learn from the sports and business leaders how you can become a more successful person as an entrepreneur or a leader. It's one step at a time, one day at a time. Take your steps now. Take your big steps now. Join me on this journey to success. Take It From The Iron Woman. We've spoken to Natalie Hendrich before. She is the sound healer. Listen to her again. You find some tips, you find some gems. Thank you so much, Natalie, for being with us again. Let's continue the conversation. So much to offer, so much to learn about self-care, self-love. Where are you at the moment with that? How much time do you take for yourself?
Check in with yourself. Why are you actually getting frustrated over things? Why don't you listen to people? Listening to people that have already a lot of success, and I'm not saying famous, I'm just success in their lives. Listen to people that are where you want to be. Mm-hmm. Don't listen to the people. We get advices from our surroundings and they haven't even figured it out. Who are you also listening to? Yeah. Listen to the people that annoy you. Listen to the ones that are overly positive and made already the millions. Who do I have to become to get on that train instead of wanting to sit in your own bubble and say, oh, I'm trying to figure this out and I hope it's going to change one day. And all these also words like I'm trying, I hope, I'm working through my frustration, like all these things. Be mindful yeah. about all these. What am mm-hmm. I saying? What am I feeling? Where am I at? We have internet has infinite opportunities also to listen, to choose what you're listening to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you said it, right? Look where the people are, and we don't need to go to the people who make millions. Who is an inspiration? Who is a motivational yeah. person? I sometimes think like people look at me and they say, oh, you're lucky. I'm like, maybe it looks like I'm lucky, but I am taking risks. Mm-hmm. Right? Yes. So I think we're taking risks. But for us, somebody asked me once, do you take risks? And I'm like, no, I don't think so. I think I challenge myself. Even there, I changed the word, but I need a challenge. I'm a runner. I like to be faster next time when I do a marathon and I know my time. So this is how you manifest it and you're working towards that goal rather mm-hmm. to say like, oh, I don't know. I mean, yeah. I don't have time for people who complain. It's yeah. now the time, I say, like, now is the time to be a disruptor. It's now the time to dare, to lead, to stand up and do something really cool, whatever cool means. And it can be something very small.
Absolutely. And I think also the time now during COVID being at home, you could take advantage of that and just yeah. Calm your mind down and focus on yourself, focus on what you're listening to. Now you're not out all the time. You have more time. I know some people say, these difficult times, or still I hear so many in these uncertain times. Why are you keeping saying that? Yeah, the times yeah. are always uncertain, or they're yeah. certain, whatever. You never know what's in a surprise bag for you. It's like, why we keep it? Yeah, I don't know. In those difficult times right now that we're in, stop mm-hmm. saying it. You're not in a difficult mm-hmm. time. You're never in a difficult time, or you're always in a difficult mm-hmm. time. You choose. Mm-hmm. Or you can say, okay, yeah. COVID sucks. I mean, I was homeschooling my kids and I didn't really enjoy it. I'm not saying that. Sure. Oh my God, this is amazing. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to break down. Same time, I was like, wow, I had so many opportunities to just listen to what I wanted to. I wasn't out all the time looking at others, what they are doing. I could compare myself less. Mm. I can choose to be on social media. I can choose to what I'm listening to. Go in my little room for a whole month and bombard myself with positive affirmations if I would want to, or I'm in my living room and listen to the news all day yeah. and they tell you it's so difficult and everybody's dying, it's so uncertain and you're just freaking out about it. And I'm not saying it's not true. It's just like you also choose your reality, what you feed your brain with. You choose what you feed your stomach with. You choose all of that. It's all your creation in a way. Yeah. Super important what you yeah. choose. What are you choosing to listen to and where do you put your energy into?
And listen to the right thing and say no to the things you don't like. I think some people, they get so inundated by the news, like, yeah, I need to watch this. And I don't know. I'm like, no, is there ever something positive on the news? No, the news is here to intimidate us probably and just Give us the worst case.
The worst. And then there's other people like, yeah, but I like to stay informed. You can stay informed. You can go on the government homepage every day and you can stay informed. You don't have to listen to the news. You can read about if you can go out, if you're in quarantine still, yes or no, if you have to get vaccinated, you can do that. And you can still, you don't have to be blinded, but you can still use all that time of the day to listen to medicine for you, like good medicine, not the bad medicine. I know we don't want to hear it. Sometimes you feel like I'm not creating all of this, but we do. Yes. We create our lives. We create our experience and we choose how we react to it. We choose also how our emotions, we choose how to react to certain things. We can change it.
You mentioned like when people are so super positive, I think it's too positive is not good either, but you have to have a good mix between reality and too positive, optimistic, thinking positive. I think that's where we need to find the balance and inspire others who maybe are not on our path. But
yeah,
how can we invite them to go on our path? Not everybody's ready.
Not everybody's ready. And sometimes we hear something and then 2 or 3 years later, we hear it again and then we hear it differently. Mm-hmm. You said before you lost your job. It's like, oh my God, that's an amazing opportunity. I'm excited about what's next for me. Yeah. When I was in my domestic violence, I have still people like, oh my God, I'm so sorry that this has happened to you. No, I'm not. Don't be sorry. It's great. I love it. That was an amazing experience. Well, thank you for that experience. I even thanked my ex-husband for this. I was like, you were my biggest teacher because of you. I now have so many women that I can help and heal and help with their wombs and get their mind straight and get out of toxic relationships. And if I wouldn't have experienced that, mm-hmm. I may not do it as much as I do it now, or maybe mm-hmm. people wouldn't have the same outcome because I may not would have understood them mm-hmm. the way I can now because I have been there. I know how that feels. Am I going to be like, oh my God, it's so much unjust that happened to me and he has done all of this to me and he has messed up my life and he has done me wrong and he has abused me? Or am I going to be like, okay, this was an amazing experience. What did I learn and how can I now go out and help others to not maybe have that experience or maybe to get out of it? And how can I help and see it as a good thing? I'm very grateful for that. I really am. It was a very, very good teaching. It's hard sometimes also, and that's your own work to go away from. It's not that you wake up one day and you're like, oh my God, I'm so grateful for it. It's something that you practice, something that you train. Like I said before, you train your mind mm-hmm. to look at the bright side, to look at the good things of it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's hard, especially when somebody died or I understand. Sometimes it is really hard. You can say like this, but in my case, somebody has died or I lost my leg from it or something like that. But also, it's always like how if that happened to you from that story that you hold now, right? From that pain, how can you contribute to all the people that went through the same that you went through and how can you help them now to get out of it? Because ultimately, we're all here to contribute to our people to make this world a better place. Mm-hmm. What's your contribution now to that? Are you going to sit in your pain or are you going to go out and start helping others so you can be together and work through it together and be better in your life?
And it's that contribution. I always think like everybody has a piece of that mosaic. If you mm-hmm. want, if people don't want, then you cannot be part of it. And then you're missing out. And that's when the people are complaining. Oh, maybe next time I will try. And you said, I will try. I hope. These are mm-hmm. not the words that we should be using.
Not at all. Some people are like, yeah, but who am I to do that? It's like, who's going to listen to me? Or, and it's not about that. It's mm-mm. like, I started when I went out of my domestic violence, I started helping my friends or like people that I knew that had issues in their relationships. And I started helping them as a friend. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, oh, wow, actually it really transforms then. And then I started, you know, creating over time something, but then it became private sessions. And now I have like a whole module, my goddess gathering, for instance, right? It's like a whole transformation journey for 30 days. Days where I help women to come together, but it's something that has evolved over like 5 years or so. Yes. It's not that I woke up and I was like, oh, let me just offer a program. It's just started like that. And then it's like, yeah, you help your neighbor, you help your sister, you help your cousin, and then your cousin talks to her friend, and then you help her friend, and then you help that other friend, and then it becomes that, and you grow into that.
And I think you just said it exactly. You start small and you help your friend, your neighbor. And then you can make it like online class or whatever. people look at successful people and they think like it's just that one moment within what we see, all those ads in 10 weeks, you become a millionaire. It takes time and it takes hard work. I know how hard you've worked. We met in 2016 and look where you are today. I congratulate and I wish you only good luck.
I don't feel like, oh my God, I'm working hard, because when you do it from your heart, when you do something that you love, and if you do it in a positive way, that then it doesn't feel like hard work. But I remember that at the beginning, it felt hard. I remember when I went out of that marriage, and I still wasn't married, and I knew I would get out of it. I just didn't know exactly how, but I knew that I had to start with myself and with my mind. And that's what your course was one of the first ones. That is hard. The first change, that hurts when you have to get out of your pattern. That is hard. And this is why people have a hard time to quit smoking, have a hard time to do a diet, they have a hard time to do daily routines, because you have done it for so long. But just work through that. It's not taking long. It's just a couple of weeks, really. For me, it's the morning routines is crucial. Where you do it every single day. And then all of a sudden, it becomes more automated. So that's what you want to achieve. You want to automate it. Same as you automated the other bullshit that you're doing so far. Now you want to automate a different type of bullshit, just much better.
Much better.
Right?
We all brush the teeth. That's a routine. Sometimes what people say, okay, if you add something to brushing your teeth, then it's a habit. And I also think, and I always say, you don't want to be around me when I cannot run. It's a habit for me. I feel good and it's that me time and I can think. So add something into your life that is your hobby. That's only for yourself, and do it on a regular basis. And then it becomes a habit and you can't do without it. When you talk about self-care, self-love, what you do for fun when you don't work. Obviously, everything is fun. Right?
I know. My work is so much fun, girl. So I don't know. I do the same thing as I do in my work. What I really established as a routine is I do my prayers at the new moon and the full moon that I do religiously every month. I really speak with the moon. I do manifestations. My morning routines, always, always. I don't fail doing that. It's just so in me. Yeah. What else do I do? I love going to the beach and travel. And then just all the things that I actually, what I do for my job, right? The sweat lodges and the yoni steams and my store and creating new oils, womb oils, and all of that are becoming my routines. Because for me, it was like, okay, at one point I want to only do what I love. For me, that's my commitment. I only want to work at what I love. I want my work to be my passion, my hobby. I don't even say I have to work. I say like, oh, I have a session now, or I have an event now. It's like that I have to work is already so much energetic. Yeah. So like sometimes on the weekends, like, oh, I have a session. People say, like, I'm so sorry, you don't even have the weekends off. It's like,
no.
I'm in my session now. And then we have a sound healing session after that. We sit and talk and drink a tea. And then at night we have a woman's gathering at my house and we have so much fun. Why are you sorry that I have to work? We're not born to have to work. We're born to do what we love and have an exchange for this, which in this realm is money. That's what we're here to do. I said that to the universe back then when we met. Okay, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm asking the universe to give me. I only want to work in what I love doing.
What a wise and high ending. Thank you so much, Natalie.
See you. Thank you.
Thank you. Take it from the Iron Woman. Don't miss out. There's something for everybody. From exceptional, cool, inspirational, motivational women who I've known in my circle of friends, I want to share them with you. And if you need a book, Take It From the Iron Woman actually started out as a book. Get it on Amazon. There is something for everybody, from my journey from Switzerland to New York to Kilimanjaro. Thank you for listening. See you next time. Bye-bye.